Simen Reisa Machvov, we're holding in the middle of Seif Beis. What we were learning in Seif Aleph and Beis was about a person that is walking Erev Shabbos. He has money in his pocket, and he sees in 2 more minutes of Shabbos, he's not in the city yet. Or he's already in the middle of the way, and he sees it's night. So the Shulchan Aruch said he gives his money to a goy. The goy takes the money. If it's no goy, then he puts it on his animal, and there's different ways how to put it on the animal, take it off the animal. The Ramadha we'll be learning today is going back to the halacha that he put the money on the animal. That he gave the money to a goy. He had a goy and an animal, he gave the money to a goy. Now, he himself is standing, there's a city in front of him, he has to get to the city, his money, all of his stuff, are put in on the goy. No more carrying. Now he has 2 ways to get to the city: to walk to the city or to ride to the city. So the Ramo says, "V'hu lo yirkav al hachamor." Don't ride on the chamor. Elo yelech beraglav. But if he tzorich lo tzitz chutz latchum, because he's dangerous from the listing, oy shal sakone, v'afilu teich latchum, yocholei shav al hachamor v'lirkav. But if it's dangerous, then he's allowed to ride. But if it's not dangerous, then he has to get there quick, walk, and don't ride. What is the pshat in this Ramo? To explain this Ramo, I will say over, the Oruch HaShulchan explains it beautifully. The Oruch HaShulchan by Yosem Reisa Machvov Seif Yudbeis. Kosov Rabbeinu HaRamo V'hu lo yirkav al hachamor Elo yelech beraglov V'mu tzorich lotis chutz latchum Nishmisyar min alisti Mishar sakone V'afilu teich atchum Yochel eishav al hachamor Biur advori Mishu baderech, a person that is in the way, the kiddush of Ayoim, umuchach leile chutz latchum. He has to walk chutz latchum. She'el le'mokim lishbois. Ve'yesh imoi chamoi resus. Yesh misha'oimer was a rishonim that wanted to learn that it's better that he will ride on the horse. Mileilech beraglov chutz latchum. Why? Because when he's riding on the horse, his feet are lemala me'asoro. Ein tchum lemala me'asoro. Mashe'en gan hoilech beraglov. So when he walks, he's over an isur tchumim. When he's riding, he's not over an isur tchumim. I shvisas behemtoy, when he's riding an animal, hachay no yisas atzmoy, so it's not called that he's carrying. I is the ukov, when he puts on the animal in between, who bought the ukov legabe aroichev. But when shoylech beraglov, you'll be over 2 isurim. He could be over a isur of tchumin, and he could be over a isur of shvisas behemtoy and the ukov. Aval rabbeinu aramo choylek beze, and he says no. Adraba yelech beraglov velo yirkav. The gamba rechive yeshvus shemishtamish balechayim. Is the Isod Rabbanon also lirkav al habehema, even when there's no shvus and even when there's no mechamer, even there's no shvus as behemtoy? Why? Is the Isod because mishtamish balechayim gzeiro shem yachtif onof umayarviach? And even if he's going out to the base meal, that is over an Isod chumim, aber kaim non reichav kima alech domi. So he's also over an chumim and also reichav al habehema. Maybe he's gaining the ukav. Like a person goes to the karoin, he's over on isur tchumim. The mele, he has to walk, and if it's a ukav, let him to throw it off. And levazel lepsiket ein tchumim lemalam ha'asore. Omnom ze akoil, but it's not dangerous. But if it's dangerous and he has to run away, then he's allowed to ride. Kei nir lani is daiti bebiyuri. This is the way the Oruch HaShulchan explains the Ramo. Slightly, maybe the Mishneh Berurah learned a little bit differently, but I think this is the way we'll learn in the Ramo, but we'll see the Mishneh Berurah inside. Ve'afilu pirush, ve'oz en isuk she'elech beraglov, and adavke im roichev, afilu hochi yochel lirka machmas ha'sakone. The Mishneh Berurah is only explaining the end. Vu lirka v'lachamoyer, el yelech beraglov, the Mishneh Berurah doesn't explain. But when it's dangerous, and he has to go chutz latchum, then he's allowed to. The kolkin shuchutz latchum, they ask isu belavochi balichosri. Bevada yochel lirka v'leinotze b'zeh. I'm a Miss Yosef Yesvor, the Toy Lirko Milelech Beraglov, a Hudoko is a Shom, I and Shom. The Afilu of Yisvor Aid, Afkin and Rechivo, Abakshabehim of Meshechis Bakoroin, Afilu in my Koroin Gobea Sora Lukula Alme, it's better to walk from sitting in the Koroin. Why? Because we said when you're sitting in the Koroin, you're over at Shimush Mubalechaim, and you're also over at Tchumim. When you were riding, it was a tzad that you're not over at Isur Tchumim. This was a tzad. ולבד כל אלה מוצא על הישיבה בקרוין Laver al oid isu. Mechaber, he moves the karoin, so it moves back and forth, and the animal is going better because of that. Umokim asakone hakol shori. This is the aloche. I want to ask a question. Back in Mishchanesh to me now. If the Rambo is talking and someone is going out chutz latchum, so it's mashmal that he was maimit seif aleph and beis, even with a person that is far away from the tchum. And he said, walk and don't ride on the animal. The Mishnah Berurah said in the end of Sifkot and Tes that if it's chutz latchum, stam no heter to walk. So it's not so clear to say that the Rambo is talking about chutz latchum. I'm not so sure. We'll go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Kosova primegodim, it is negia very much in our days. Yesh li izoyer, kshemedes b'shabes b'shusorabim agolo rekonis, means even rekonis, there is nothing inside. Im susim shaloi lagbi akoyle v'ike mechaber. I said, Marshal, there's a city in Nahariya, in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael. When you come to the main city, there's a couple of horses there. They're waiting for people to get rides. They're going, Arabs, on these horses. So I know people go for Shabbos to Nahariya ben Azmanim, and the kids see the horses, and they make a noise. Yeshli is oil, because now the horses will move the wagons, and the melee you're able to use mechamer, because mechamer is even if the animal is not yours, and even if there's no one inside. Now, when you read the Mishnah Berurah as a tzad, you're not allowed to make a noise, even if you're not mechamer, then the animals will move. But it's a very big chiddush. It's not what you're some person might to say only if you mean that the animals will move. The same thing. A lot of time you go to farms and Shabbos. You have to know, sometimes there is no isul tiltul, it's not Rushus Arabim, and there's no isul mechaber, only if the animal makes a meloche. But you have to be very careful if you know that the animal will make a meloche because of you. And Shabbos is an animal that's carrying some strings on him. So some strings are for protecting the animal, they're bottled to the animal. Sometimes it's all different extra ropes, and you see the dog, and you make a noise, and the dog runs away. And he has something on him. You're able to isul mechaber. We'll see Seif Gimel. Now, Seif Gimel goes back to the halachas. A person is stuck near the city and he has money. So we said, if it's a guy, give it to the guy. If it's no guy, you put it on the animal, and you take it off and she stops. Wannabe is no guy. But you have the following options. Even though chamoiroi is mitzuvah and shmisasoi, and in these kids, in that mitzvah and shvisa asoi, zog the mishabura siv kotn yudalef shem bnei adam. And if you come to give them, we'll be choishesh that maybe you'll give it to Yisrael Acher. Okay. Now there's no more animal. Siv dalet. Hoy im cheresh b'shoite. To who to give it? Yiten la shoite. Fi she ele das klas, it's bichlal not a chil Shabbos. A cheresh has a slightly das. Aval cheresh dayte klishte yisle. Now he has a shoyte ve'a cotton. Cotton has mamish no das. Yidelo la shoyte. Why? She'akotten yovo lichlal das. What would be if you have like this? Cheresh da'ite klishtei. You have a cotton. Cheresh is a chisoron. It's a shtikel chil Shabbos. He knows what he's doing. Cotton doesn't know at all. But cotton has a chisoron. Sofer yosu edin chinuch. Yidelo le'mi she'irtze. Mistam, what would be if the cotton is also a cheresh? Then for sure mistam is better to give it to the cheresh. And to give it to the cotton, because it's not safe for love of the chinuch. So you have a cheresh ve'koyte nitne lo l'mishe yirtze. Mishnah Berurah explains, the kol echod yesh lo mailo b'fnei atzma. The Mishnah Berurah aloche says, only if it's not his son, but if his son is mitzuvah b'chinuch, it's better to give it to the cheresh. So these three aloches, Seif Gimel, Seif Dalet, and Seif Hei. You don't have a chamoir, give it to a cheresh, shoyte ve'koten. And we have like this. If you have a chamoir, before cheresh hayte v'kotten. So if make a sikum, if aleph beis gimel dalet hei. You have a goy, give it to a goy. No goy, chamoir. No chamoir, shoyte. No shoyte, then cheresh v'kotten, it's equal. Shoyte v'cheresh, shoyte. Shoyte v'kotten, shoyte. So we see this aloche, it's okay. The Shulchan Aruch comes and evolves and adds a condition. He says, how I give it to the Cheresh Shoyte v'Kotten? I machshil them in Yisrael Rabbanon, in Yisrael Dereise. They're metaltal in Shabbos, they're carrying in Shabbos. You're right that they're not mitzuveh, but it's the Yisrael sphere. So the Shulchan Aruch adds, Yesh Oimrim, I know why it's only Yesh Oimrim. Shikshenoyz nilecha me'elu, you have to have the condition that we learned in the last shiur, and see if base. Only when he starts to walk, So b'meile, he didn't do akire. Manich ro'olam k'shu mehalech. And when he stops, you take it off before he starts to go again. Because if not, you're over on Yisrael Sfiya. See the Mishnah Berurah. K'shu mehalech, v'kanav v'behemah, v'siv beis, k'dish l'yasa achar shayta v'kod m'Yisrael d'rayis al yodoy. V'abba b'sheinu b'tzuv ha'shmissosuk m'behemah b'kod m'koyim, hari osur l'achilom. זה איסור ספיר. ביודעים, כמובן בסעיף 70 ג' יהיה קוטן, והוא עדיל לחרש הייתם בקוטן. זה איסור ספיר ביודעים. Now, the Ramo has a condition. So the Ramo, what the Yesh'aymrim said, that because it's an איסור ספיר, you're not allowed to give it to the cotton only when he's walking, דווקא כשנויסלם משחשיכו, אבל כשנויסלם מבועד יוים, מותר בכל עניין. But an animal, we didn't find this heter. Because you mitzvah and shvisa also, so even if you put it before Shabbos, when she stops, you take it off. When she starts to go, you put it on again. By the cotton, if you put it in Shabbos, takei nechanami, then you have to take it off before when he stops. But if you gave it in before Shabbos, then even if he stops, he starts to walk in Shabbos, you don't have to take it off. Why? Zok mishum look inside. Miboy dyoy. The as in the nikos the Michael biyodayim came on the ato adayin less beisure. Umashiyam and achera she will stand later. שויתה וקוטן אחר השכר ואחר כך חויסה ואוי כרגלו הלו מעט ביועס הזה ואין צורך למחיס ביודי כשיעשה איסו. He does it on his own. I saw someone wants to say same thing, you could drop it on the floor and the kid himself will pick it up in Shabbos. It's איסו מעט בי על כן אין צורך ליטל הכיס מעולו כשהוא עימד אבל בהימה שהוא מצובה השמיסוס בהמטוי וגם שהוא מחמר אחריו על כן, אף שהניחו להם בידיים, חייב ליטל המלך שמאס לך שיכול להשאיר מים וכיועצה. אחר שכבר עוקרו רגלי על הלכס, ושתהיה קירו באנוכה בקישו שבשבס. ויאבו על איסו תירה. והמגנברו מצלן לאחמרי גם מבוידיים, וניר את בקרמל איסו שלא עוקר. שיסה את זה נאמו עם מצו בן שביסוסרי. אני עושה מצו בן מחבר, so you have to take it off every time when she stops. Because if not, you will make it to, work, to move because of you, and ממילא you over on שביסוס באמת and איסו מחבר. Now I want to explain. Even if we were speaking about only Isur Mechamer, so I see a very big difference. That my animal, if I don't take it off, and then I want to make it to move, I Mechamer the animal. So I have to take it off, because it's not, I'm doing a Maisa Mechamer. But a kid, he walks on his own. So it's no Maisa Mechamer. It's no Mechamer on a kid. But with that Shvitzas Behemtoi, then also I have to take it off before the animal starts to walk. Because if she does that, Akir Ve'anoche, I'm Chayav and Shvitzas Behemtoi, L'chur this Halacha is very, very shver. And the Buraloch has a discussion. Mamish not klor. Odom mitzuve ha-shvisas bnoi. Famous mice I heard from the gates of Rosh Yeshiva of Avram Gurwitz that was a mice in a brisk, the Eruv Tor. And a mother wanted to take the chant. In the old days, you put the chant by the baker. So she took her kid, and the kid was carrying the chant. When he passed through Reb Chaim's window, he gave a bang in the window, put it down. So the kid put it down. The mother told the kid, pick it up. So Reb Chaim bang, put it down. So the mother told him, pick it up. And the kid started to walk. So Reb Chaim said, the mother is Yeinu Yein Nesach. She touches wine. She's Michal Shabbos and Faresia. Why? She was Mitzuvah and Shvisas No. So a person is Mitzuvah and Shvisas No. So what is the difference in animal? Why are you allowed to give him before Shabbos? And even if he stops and he walks in Shabbos, he's doing it for you. So the Buraloche asks this kasha here. And not so clearly exactly what the Buraloche answers. סעיף זיין, אם אין אימוי שום אחד מכל אלו, if he doesn't have one of all of these helps that we learned before, סעיף א' תלבוב, a goy, an animal, חרשייתי וקוטן, חזל gave us another עצה, יטלטלנו פוחס פוחס מארבע אמס, he will carry it less from דלת אמס, ודווקא כיסו ימציע, only his own money, אבל אם לא יבוא ליודו, but if he found something on the street in Shabbos, when outside of the city, they will not matter him to carry it pochis, pochis, and daladamas. To explain this halacha, we have to go into a little bit of the Hilchis Etzor and Shabbos. We know the halacha is a person is not allowed to carry b'shosorabim b'karmelis, yoyser me'arba'ames, he's not allowed to pass a chayfetz, it's around like 2 meters, to pass a chayfetz from one point to the other point in b'shosorabim, it's called mavir daladamas b'shosorabim. Less from that, you're allowed to do it, and the Rambam says, even mid'rabbonah. But this is only if a person moves it one time inside the Dalad Amos. But if he wants to take it from one place to the other by making all different breaks in between, Chazal asked it. Why? They were scared the person is so rushed to get to the place, and in the end he will miscalculate it, and he will really take it more from Dalad Amos. said, it's a Rabbanan. Chazal said, but if a person is stuck outside the city, will matter to over on this Isu, Repochis, Pochis, Vedaladames, this is the Rabbanan, like this will not be choishes that you'll be over on Tiltul B'Shasarabim or Tiltul and Carmelis. Mishnah Berurah will explain that really, in the first time, we'll think, why not to do every time this Eitzah? Machshava Rishayna. Chazal don't want normally that you will use this Eitzah, because they're scared that you will come to be mad more from Daladamas. So they tell you, give it to a goy, behem achel sheite bekotten. But if you don't have these options in front of you, for that comes this Seif that we're going to learn now. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah inside. Seif kotten tezayin. Im ein imoy, the shvus chomur umoy, this shvus, dilme le yetzamtem b'shiyuroi, v'yhoi v'loi lichar ba'amas b'shisorabim. He will come to carry the Adamas b'shisorabim. ובקושי יתירו חזל דבר זה משום סייד, משעוד מבול על ממוינוי. לא כן לא יתירו חזל, חזל ונעד במטיר, אלא דווקא כשאין לו שומך מכל אלה הדרוכים that we learned before. So what is the Eitzah? He will carry it פוחס פוחס דל דמס. This Eitzah only helps to carrying it till the house. But in the last step, from the street to the house, we have another problem. It's called מויצים ושוסיוכים ושוסרבים. שוסרבים ושוסיוכים. This we don't take care by doing it פוחס פוחס דל דמס. So here the Mishnah Berurah says we have to do another Eitzah, to throw it kil'achar yad into the house. We'll see Seif Yud-Kot Yud-Zayim. Pochis. V'zein amoy le'in yan tiltul b'shusarabim. Oy b'kameli she'isu mishum tiltul arba'ames. Alken mehani ze. Aval m'kameli z'shusayochit, from the street to the house. Oy l'shusarabim, v'koshikim b'shusarabim b'shusayochit, da'isu mishum yitzoyim b'shus l'shus, osu afilu b'chotzi yamo. So what is the Eitzah? Alkim bin Yoneinu, when it comes to Somach Lebeisu Shushu Sayochid, throw it, Yizrek HaKizki L'Achriyad Lebeisu, Shleitevi Achnosu Gmur. Ve'afilu Imosu Anocha K'shebo Somach Lebeisu, the last one Ba'amas really finished a step before the house. Even so, he tiru L'Achnisu Lebeite K'l'Achriyad, Mishum Hefzit. They don't want him to lose it. Kosev Atas. Le'yofe Oisim Oisom, some people, when they want to have a Bris Mila in Shabbos, in the old days there was no Eruv in the town, שנויסים תולג לעמוד בפוחס פוחס מארבעה אמץ. זה מכל מקום, אין לך נעמי, there's no problem. It's no matter the איסור of פוחס פוחס מארבעה אמץ, but when they take the kid from the house to the street, שהוא קרמליס, the over on the איסור חומר of קרמליס. And that the רבונן חזר ונעד ממטיר, the איסור נסיעה בקרמליס. אלו יציאר על דעין היהודי משוס לרשוס, ואחר כך יטלטלנו פוחס מארבעה אמץ. ולבית הכנסת סגן, יכניסנו אין יהודי. But when Gnavron Bichlal is not matir, he says, well, you can do the meal in the house, you don't have to do it in the shul, so Chazal will not matir the Isur to tell a guy on the Isur of Pochis, Pochis L'Adames, to take the kid to the shul to mal the kid. Pochis Marba'ames. Now, we know that Alokhir is, everyone learning the Masechta Shabbos knows, a person that is walking is not called Akira Ve'Anokhir. Even though he's walking, so every time his foot goes down and goes up, it's called walking. What calls Akira Ve'Anokhir? You stop, and you go. Gemara says, Omad Lofush, to rest, is called a stop. Omad Lekatev, just to organize the things on top of you, is not called an anoche. So Pochis, Pochis, Daldam is how you stop, that it's called. I put it down, and now again. I put it down, and now it's again. V'yamad Lofush b'nosayim rega echod, lehafsik b'neim. Has to be a hefsik in between every arba'ames. V'anochas gufik, anochas chefetz. He doesn't have to put down on the floor the chefetz. It's enough that his body stops every Daldam is. He's not really standing to rest. He's making up this rest. He's standing because he doesn't want it to be a melache. But the nice is called a melofush. אבל יש מחמירים because of that, שצורך דווקא לאישי בנסיים ולהניח החפץ על הקרקע. שום זמן אין בחסס ותרח גימל תפוחים, is also enough. כוספו האחרונים, the pochis pochis ma'arba'ames yoyser odiv shi'al yedei shnayim mishi'al de'echot. One person will put pochis al da'ames, the other person will take it. U'mezele kule almen tzorch leishav shum echot. Two different people. V'lei lamad lofush. Nibichol echot avi ma'isr chodosh. So Mishnah Berurah says it's better to do it with two. And the order that I want to be me'orer here is, when you see the Biur Halacha inside, he says that we learn in the Shulchan Aruch that it's only if his own money or something that he found before Shabbos. But if you find something in Shabbos, Chazal will not matter it. There's no other bowl al mamoinoi. Zog de Biur Halacha, this is only when he himself does pochis pochis al damis. But if it's two people, so I did pochis al damis, it's mutter. The other person also did pochis al damis, it's also mutter. So then even if you found it in Shabbos, you're allowed to carry it. says for sure, only if it's not mukta, because you have to have a heter for mukta. If you found it in Shabbos, there's no heter for mukta. But the Bura Locha says that b'shtayim is mutar lekatchila. Simon Shin Mem Tes, this is the Ikara Locha, it's mashma, that b'shtayim Chazal never asked it. So someone asked me, so why the Mishnah Berurah says, Odif al Yedei Shtayim? I would say, Chayev al Yedei Shtayim. Shchanoch is not every time talking to these two people. But why to say that if it's two, it's better to do it on a day two? Why does it say Chayev? I think the answer is very simple. You can't tell him Chayev. Who said his friend will be masking to carry the Muktzah for him? His friend says, it's not my money. Why I have to touch Muktzah and Shabbos? So he has a heter. If his friend is masking to help him, and I'll tell you the truth, I don't understand what is his heter of his friend to help him. Why am I allowed to over Muktzah because we don't want the other person to carry it? So tell him to give it to a guy, I hear. I have to carry his muktzah. Mishmura says, Odif al-Yedei Shtayim. Yesh la'ayin taki, what is the matter of the other person? Eini yodeya. I saw in the Bura Locha and Simon Shin Mem Tes is misupik. What means al-Yedei Shtayim? Means 1,000 or 2. I will explain. Means I do Pochin Zaldamis, my friend does, and then a third friend does it. But if Reuven does Pochin Zaldamis, and then Shimon does Pochin Zaldamis, Reuven can go again and say, okay, now I will carry Pochin Zaldamis. This is called that one person is carrying and passing a chayfet from one area to the other area with a heter of pachas zaldamis. And the shtayim means that everyone does only one pachas zaldamis. Now, there's another aloha here. The Shulchan Aruch finished v'dafka kis o metzia shebo liyodoi Mishnah Berurah says if kodem yutes mi bo idyoyim. Aval im lo bo liyodoi mo idyoyim. If he found something, Chazal will not matter him to carry it. And this is the halacha that we know from the beginning of the siman. Siman Reis Vav and Sif Aleph. Avol imotzo mitzia ein yochol litna lein yehudi. Elam ken bo liyodoi mi bo idyoyim. The hashta ave ki kisoi. Why? Because on kisoi the Mishnah Berurah explains his bowl and mitzia is not bowl. So we say leave it there. Why does Shulchan Aruch have to repeat it again here? V'davke kisoi mitzia shebo liyodoi. Avol im loy bo liyodoi loy. Why does Shulchan Aruch have to repeat it? We know this halacha already. So I thought the Prima Gondim says, the Shulchan Aruch came to Mafkiya Mishita Saramba. The Rambam in Perek Vov, in Hilchei Shabbos, Halocha Zayin, Halocha Chof Beis, Misho Yabo Baderech, V'kidu Sholav Ayoyim. Noitin Anochri. V'amei Dvor Amurim Bekisoy. Aval B'metziya Lo Yitin Lenochri. Elo Moilicho Pochis Pochis Me'arba Ames. The Rambam Paskin and the Metzia, you're allowed to be Moilichit even if you found it in Shabbos. Pochis, Pochis, and Zaladamis. The Shulchan Aruch came to say, Deloike Rambam. Zok Moreno Rabbi Yosef Karo, Deloike Rambam. Dafke Bekisle, but not in the Metzia. But really, here is a question. The Merkavas HaMishnah asks a very strong question. How it could be that if a person has money on his own, give it to a guy, give it to Behema, Chera Shoite, if there's no different answer, you give it Pochis, Pochis, and Zaladamis. And a metzia, you're not allowed to give it to a guy. You're not allowed to put it on a behemoth. It's no other bowl. But the Rambam says, but in a metzia, lekatchila you could do pochis pochis and zaladamis. By a normal person, we say pochis and zaladamis is the worst option. And a metzia, we say it's the only option, and you're allowed to do it. And you're not allowed to give it to a guy. So the Megillah of Mishnah is very simple for pochis and zaladamis. Really, Chazal didn't want to answer because we said it's not really a melocha. Just be skinny, taking it so much, maybe he will move more from Daladamis. Maybe he will carry it more. Chazal didn't really want to answer it. So why they answered it? Because they say a person is walking such a big way, and then he will miscalculate it, he wants to get it already, he will carry it more from Daladamis. This is only when it's his own money, and he doesn't want to leave it here, and he's rushing to get home. His kids are waiting for Kiddush. We're scared, and then he will go more from Daladamis. But when it's a Metzia, that is not Odom Bo, we want him Shach. If he's relaxed, he will go slowly, slowly. He can't be bothered. He will leave it and he will go ahead. So dear Chazal will matir even pochis pochis v'dal adamis. We'll go weiter to Seif Tes. Seif Ches. Yesho Imrim, that this whole heter is dafka mi shehichshich lebaderech, sheyosomo sheadayin yeshehuz bayoyim. Person was traveling and he got stuck in the way. Aval mi sheyotu mebeit yosomo lechashecho. He went to a walk, somo lechashecho, and he carries things in his pocket and he forgot about them. V'shocha v'yitzu shesorabim lo yitiru lepuch. No heter, he has to drop it in Rishus Sarabim. For example, Shabbos afternoon, he went out for a walk, he forgot his keys in his pocket, he has to drop it in the middle of the street, in the middle of Manhattan, and someone will pick it up and could go into his office. He doesn't have a heter, זוג במשנה ברורה, וואי, ביום שקצת אונוס חושו, סיכון חוף א', שמו לך שריחו, אתם בפשע, כאם אז יציאו יסומו לך שריחו, או פשור אין שבס, או ילוך משם ישכח ויתלתל משהו סורבים, אבל כשיות לי בוידיו, אם שורי על פי הדורך מנהל, לא יתירו, רוצה לי משהו, אלא וואלי יסדו, וייתי חגורי בשוק, והוא נויפר. אני תל זה גוי תוואצ' את פן, ובספר לי הורה בעיבד עשרה שבוע, אחוי לי כלי ישו אמרים. וסביר לי, גם בזה יש לי סמך על כל הדרוכים, וכוסף זה יש לי סמך עולוב. יש, הוא יאבר הוא תביסו אמך. שמזם על ערבך, וזה מכריע להלוכה, שמיושב בסקיל חוסף פרק יודחס, האורה, ריש חוף א', he talks about someone that walked out in Shabbos with keys, with something expensive, he's allowed to have all of the drochim. שמעתי מהגרשס, שאף שהבירו הלוכה כוסף לידן סעיף יודבייס, דווקא משהחשך בדרך יתירו שהוא קורב לאינס, מכל מקום אמון גנברום שכוסף דים שוכח בתחילה ואיתו שהוא סורבים, אפילו הייתי בשבס עצמא שורי. If he had been in his pocket and he didn't realize when he went out, it's muta. ואף שהדוגל מרבו וכוסף, שדיברי מגנברום תמויים, גם הפרמגונים שמפורש דיינו, מכל מקום אויל בזמננו הם מקפילים את איך הבייס, not to have things in the pocket, חושב כשוכח מעיקור וכמסעסק בעלמה, כמפן מזוביס לזוביס. זה מותר. ובפרד אני משנבור עם רייס המחבוב סעד, שישליס מחדסי ליהורה ואיינו אפילו בפישיה, כל שכם בשוכח שורי. So if a person mistake went out with something in his pocket and he didn't realize that he has it in his pocket, שמזם על הרבך wants to be matter to him, even in Shabbos and Misoymech and all of these atayrim. סעיף טס. סעיף טס goes back to what we learned at the beginning of the Siman. A person is in the way, and he has money, he has kelim, and he realizes Shabbos is coming. And one of the aces was, he puts it on an animal. If he gave it to a guy, it's no problem. The guy comes to the city, the guy takes it down. He put it on his animal, it's no guy. He was matkir his behemoth. So what he does, he gives lechotzer achitzein ha-mishtameres. So I would say, okay, he came to here, now let the animal to stay here, and finish. Chazal say, noitel ma'al ha-chamor kelim anitolim. The kelim that you're allowed to carry, you don't have to leave on the chamor, you take them off. And not only you could, Mishabura says, take them off. Tzar balechayim. Don't be machmir and say, I don't want to take off the animal, it's uv de dechoyl. Tzar balechayim. V'she'enem nitolim, but if it's mukhtzeh. Matir es hachavolim, v'asakim noivlim. He undoes the strings, and it falls down. And b'meile, it's still to menatzat. This is good if he has hammers. Aber im heuser bot im heuser tunoklis khuchis shasul taltalam. What it be if the animal has on the animal glass and it's mukta. If he has cups, he could take it off. But it has kegoin shem koyze shem kizi dam shem like kind of needles shein ruim b'shabes leklum v'fi shem meusim v'imiplu la'oretz ishtabu. But if you will open them, the strings it will break. מניח תחתיהם קורים וקסוס, so he puts pillows under it, and במילא, when he opens it כלאחר יד, and it doesn't break, ודווקא במסורת קטנים שיוכל לשון אותו מתחתיהם, only kind of glass that after it's on the pillow, he could slowly, slowly shake off the pillow, so it'll roll nicely to the floor, so he's not מבטל כלי מייחונאי, אבל, but if the pieces of glass, גדולס, שאין יוכל לשון את הקורים מתחתיהם, after it falls on the pillow, he can't pull off the pillow, because again it will break. Also, so he's not allowed to do it. So if you will undo the strings, it will fall on the blanket. He's mevatel the blanket meichonay. And we learned before that you're not allowed to do that. Elo poyrkam benachas shelo yishabu means he picks it up with his hands and he's over an isur mukta. Velo yanicham alabeim mishum tzar balechayim. Person will say, why I have to touch mukta? I'm happy with staying on the animal the whole Shabbos. Tell him, don't be happy. Chazal askirat. You're over an Isur Tzar Balechayim. Chazal don't want you to be over an Isur Tzar Balechayim. So they will matter you as Isur Mukta to take it off and to put it down on the floor. Zog the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kodem Chof Gimel. Higi al HaChotzer. Hikshu HaMogen Avram. How the animal walks into the Chotzer? We know that the Isur Shvitzas Behemtai. So before we learn that every time when she walks, you pick it up and you put it down. You pick it up and you put it down. So before she stops, Before she starts to walk, you take it off. And when she starts to walk, you put it on, so there's no akira. And then she walks for 10 miles, she stops, you take it off again. When she's ready to go, she starts to go, you put it on. But how you let it to go into the house? They're not machmir. ואין פה מגולם שנדחק. וואי, שוויצס באמתי. יש מטרסים דייזור ליטל מהבהים התכר ובויו לחוצר, באוידו מהלכס, כדי שליטי הנוח על גבי הבהים. That he takes it off when the behemoth comes into the chotzer, so maybe the behemoth didn't do anocha, or she zoya before she walks in to stop her, and then take it off. And when she starts to go, you put it on. But the aniach alei alachas shokro aglei alachotzer. The ab shachakach meiz bechotzer abe anocha. Listen, bo chodovo shebechameiro chaveiro ipotur aval osu bechameiro muto lekatchile. So we said kelim ani tolim you take off the chamoir. And afilu yaisu mechamish is saying that it looks like uv the derchoil and tircha mishum tzar balechayim. We don't take away from the agola, from a car, even if it's no shayla from mukta, it's mechziki uv de dechoil. But if it's kelim, so what you do? You take it off. If it's kelim mukta, you open the strings and it falls me'ela. But what it be if it's kelim she'enam nitalim? So I'm saying, so we said we open the strings. What if it's glass? So you can't open the strings because it will smash. Me'usim ve'af agav de'mukta machmasmius muto. So it's roi for something in Shabbos, but these things from blood lechazi lechasa is because your skin will break, and no one drinks from it. Bemele it's no shimush in Shabbos; it's mamish mukta. So what he does, he puts pillows. Eyes mevatekli meichonoi, but because after he could pick up the pillow and to roll off the pillow softly, sheyochav leinesu mitambozu davarosu. Why is allowed to pick up the pillow? Kevin shloyele benashmosh. I was on the water clean and honey, so I'm going to go to the bus of Zion, the Shomtom, the Afal Gav, the Koidim, the Aspik, the Shomtom, the Kulam, the Nachash, the Ishogu, the Kalim, the Mutoli, the Honey, the Show, the Yodese. But for 5 minutes, it takes time until you roll it slowly. For the Ochi, you tell the Honey, the last escape, because the Shloy, you have to do that, Shvir. While if Chazal will not let you to do that, so the Mele, they will smash. So Chazal will matter. Bitul kli meichonei b'mokim hefzed, but not a real bitul kli meichonei. Bitul kli meichonei l'sho b'mokim hefzed. Because we are posing that the kelim she shesin merube b'shviso osom. Aval chatiches schuchis rechovois big pieces of glass she'enom kelim she'en hefzed kolgar b'shviso osom. And that days v'masuim lechot al chatiches ktanes v'lezbe hefzed muet osu le'aniach kolim tachteim lefi she'mevatlem al kolponim mitashmishom l'sho. Chen masa kamo gnavrom l'dine. Tesh lohoi roi she'mevatlem kli meichonei afu l'sho l'mokim hefzed merube. ולבאת הכלי מהיכונם לכל היום במוקים אפסים מרובה, יש מתירים ויש עשרים. אתה מבאת הכלי מהיכונם במוקים אפסים מרובה, יש מתירים ויש עשרים. ואין ביור הלוכה. What is the ביור הלוכה? The Goyen says like this. We said that if it's big pieces of glass that you can't put it on a pillow, you're allowed to take it off with your hand. So the Goyen, what it be if you can't? You're not strong enough. So the only way is to do it normally. You get these big workers' blankets, you take the string and it goes down. Now what I will do in Shabbos, if I will do that, I'm about to clean my chomer. The guy says, if there's no eitzah, do it. Don't leave it on the animal. So we see the eye, why to do that? Just let it smash on the floor. The Torah says, Mokim Hefzid Merube, they were matir, not to be over, to be over, and be to clean my chomer. This is what the Bura Locha says, V'yesh matirim to be about to clean my chomer, Mokim Hefzid Merube. Chaznish says, no, it's not a raya. When a person has a bit to clean my chomer, even Mokim Hefzid Merube, have a hefzid merube, don't move vatel. Why here they were matir? Here, from my point, I would leave it on the animal. I'm not mechuyav to mafsid my money for tzar balei chayim. So I would leave it on the animal. They want me to take it off. But I say, how I can't? I will break it. I'm not mechuyav to break it. So they led me to mevatel kli meichonoi, that will not be over on tzar balei chayim. But lo yetzuyer, I'm not over on tzar balei chayim. I want to do it for my own sake. Maybe I'm also. Glad to see the Bura Locha here is a shita that holds that you're not allowed to about the klima echonoi and you're not allowed to leave it on the animal. So we tell you, smash it, not to be able to talk about the chayim b'chayi gavne. But this is already a very big chiddush. We'll stop here for today.